'Tis the season for summer blockbusters. Welcome to it. Joining us right now is Christian Toto, our expert film critic. Christian, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. This is the best season for movies, I think. More so than even the holiday crunch for that. I think this is the best time for movies.
I agree. And, you know, they're not all classics, but I think a really good popcorn movie is nothing quite like it.
What's the biggest and most anticipated blockbuster of the summer?
You know, I mean, I think the Avengers Age of Ultron and the Furious, the seventh Furious, Fast and Furious movie were sort of two of the biggies. But I'm looking at a couple other films. I'm thinking Ted 2, because the first one was so funny and so good and so so out of control. But also Entourage, I think people are kind of expecting some good things out of that one. And Jurassic World, I mean, the dormant franchise comes back to life. Steven Spielberg is not attached, but those dinosaurs are back. Chris Pratt is a good leading man, and it could be a lot of fun.
We'll get into that coming up in a moment. Let's start with what's coming up this weekend, George Clooney and Tomorrowland.
Yeah, you know, it's out this weekend. I have to say I was pretty disappointed. It's a story. I don't want to give away too many details of the story because it's one of those rare original films that you get this time of the year instead of it's on a reboot or anything like that. But it's a story about a young woman who goes off into this strange realm called Tomorrowland. And it's a place that attracts and wants to kind of get the biggest, the best and the brightest, sort of the people who don't kind of abide by the cynicism and skepticism of the modern world and want to try to make the world a better place. And that sounds a little sort of fuzzy and pie in the sky-ish, but I'm okay with that. But just the execution is a little weak. George Clooney is pretty solid here. It's not really his fault when the dialogue is kind of weak and the action sequences don't really crackle. So, you know, it's PG, rated PG, and so it's clean for kids. Maybe you take the family and get some good messages out of it, but it's not a great movie.
Interesting. Christian Toto, film critic, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Pixar has a film coming out called Inside Out. What's that one about?
Yeah, it's about a little girl who's moving. She's moving to San Francisco, and the story kind of takes a look at the emotions in her mind as personified by different cartoon creatures voiced by Amy Poehler and some other famous faces. So kind of a funny, quirky representation of a little girl's angst. And, of course, Pixar usually makes great movies, so I think this one could be a hit for kids and adults, but we'll see. It's kind of a funky idea, but hopefully it will play out well.
The ones I'm really excited about, you mentioned them, Entourage. So this is a HBO hit show that probably had its best episodes early on, maybe those first three or four seasons, but kind of played out. It's just, as my brother always called it, brain candy for guys more than anybody else. Kind of the opposite of Sex and the City for girls, which I'm sure kind of played a similar role. But I love the series. Does it work on the big screen? I don't know how you fail when you're talking about playing out those same characters. If your expectations are in the right spot, which is just something fun and funny, then I don't think you'll be disappointed. I haven't seen it, but that's my guess.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think you really wanted to see the camaraderie between the main characters. I can't imagine that's going to go away or sort of fail over time. Those actors really click together. They're silly, they're goofy, and it's escapism. And, you know, Sex and the City may have been sort of a woman's wish fulfillment of Mr. Big and sort of finally settling down, getting the guy who couldn't commit. This is sort of about what if your best friend was really famous and
yeah,
he got a lot of money and he spread the wealth around and brought you along to Hollywood. So I think that was why the show was so good. It was never a classic. It was never great. And like you said, the later seasons kind of lost some creative spark. But it's just good to see the guys back again. And I think in the summer movie season, it's the right fit. If this came out in wintertime, it just wouldn't make sense. But I think for breezy entertainment, unless it's a complete fail, I think it's going to work well.
And there's an appearance by Mark Wahlberg. He shows up in the previews. The commercial's playing on TV right now.
Yeah, and actually this is, he was a key driving force behind the show. It was kind of very loosely based on his life and sort of bringing some of his friends along on his Hollywood journey. So that was kind of the reason why it came to being in the first place. So having him, even if it's going to be brief on screen, makes total sense.
Yeah, and also, as long as Jeremy Piven playing Ari is all Jeremy Piven, then that will come with a lot of levity and great moments. The Ted 2 picture, when is that coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out in June. I think it's June 26th. I'll double check here. But yeah, that one, I have to say, the trailer looks interesting because they're kind of going in a different direction. It is June 26th. This time around, there's no Mila Kunis, which is kind of surprising because she was such a key part of the love story in the first film. This time around, Ted wants to get married and wants to have a kid, and there's sort of a court battle in there because, of course, he's not exactly flesh and blood. So I don't know if it's going to get sort of cultural, but I'm sure it's going to get goofy and silly and R-rated, and that's pretty much all you want from a Ted movie.
Yeah, big summer for Mark Wahlberg. I'm most excited for Jurassic Park, which I believe is June 19. Jurassic World, I should say, part of the Jurassic Park franchise, and it's been dormant, as you mentioned, for a while now. They bring it back. I think Jurassic Park 1, and I do want to have this conversation as we get closer to this movie coming out on the big screen. Jurassic Park 1 is one of the most significant movies, I think, in recent American history as far as how epic it was when that movie came out. And I actually think technology and all, it holds up in 2015. I don't think it looks too dated or too old. In fact, I think if it was made today, it would fall short in every other department. But 2 and 3 are not very good, so they bring it back. And how did they get this one made? Christian, is it the same storyline kind of played out?
It looks like it's a reboot in multiple ways because, according to the trailer, you've got a lot of different creatures, you got different sort of people behind the scenes. Steven Spielberg, who made the first film, I think he directed the second as well, he's not behind the camera, so I don't know how much influence he'll have over the franchise. But this is a case where Hollywood loves a brand, and because they love that sort of name recognition, they figure dinosaurs, Jurassic Park, or, you know, let's bring it back, and maybe people like yourself and like me have great memories of the first film. We'll forgive 2 and 3 and say, hey, you know, special effects are what they are today. It can make it even better. So we'll see. I'm a little skeptical just because I don't love the franchise. I mean, I think, you know, one great movie and two mediocre ones doesn't exactly endear me. But, Chris Pratt is like the sort of leading guy of the moment. And, he can be funny. He can be sort of action-packed at the same time. So I think they've got a good casting there. And we'll see. Kids love dinosaurs. It's the summer season. I don't see that failing. But it's got big shoes to step into with the first film.
My favorite part of it, at least as far as the trailer, which has been out now about 6 months, is the Slow Strings by John Williams in his iconic music that he created for the original. And they played out very slowly and very almost hauntingly for this new one, which I just love.
Yeah, it's funny. John Williams basically wrote the soundtrack of a lot of people's lives between Jaws and Indiana Jones and Star Wars and some other great films. The great films are great, but when there's terrific music behind the scenes, when the soundtrack is kind of swelling, it just adds to the spectacle. And we often don't give that enough credit, but people like Williams and his colleagues, when their work is spot on, it everything gets better.
And then what other movies are you looking forward to this summer, Christian?
I'm a comic book geek, so Fantastic Four, the reboot, looks interesting. It's grittier, which seems to be the trend these days of superhero films. I have to say I'm very pessimistic about Ant-Man, although I like Paul Rudd. I think it's an interesting casting choice. But the two trailers I've seen, the first one I thought was terrible, and the second one was mediocre. So Marvel seems like it can do no wrong with their movie adaptations, but I think if they're going to have a Concrete coming out, this could be it.
Hmm. He is Christian Toto, film critic. Christian, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy all the movies coming up this weekend and beyond.
Thanks so much.
That is Christian Toto. We're back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.